look like strangely colored grapes, but these globe-shaped fruits are actually longan. Hi, I'm KT, and I'm here on the Big Island of Hawaii exploring and learning about exotic fruits. Longan is a relative of the lychee, and it grows well in tropical climates. That's why it does so well here in Hawaii, and its trees can grow up to 40 feet tall. As you can see, the color of the rind is yellow-brown, and its texture is rough and pebble-like. Nutrition-wise, longan contains a large amount of vitamin C. In fact, a half cup of fresh longan has about 95 milligrams, or approximately 160% of the recommended daily allowance for adults. Pretty good for something so small. Yet it's very easy to peel. Its pearly white flesh surrounds a single large seed. Wow, delicious! Very delicate and sweet tasting, yet not as acidic as lychee. I think it would make a great topping for ice cream. We'll soon find out. Let's harvest a few more, get cleaned up, and we'll go into the kitchen and see what the chef says about how to prepare these.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Chef Roy.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, what do you have there?
I have some longan.
Longan, okay. Let's see what I can do with these. But before I get started, same thing. You always have to make sure you wash your hands and wash your fruit, okay?
Okay.
Great. What I'm going to do is to take these. Well, these are nice and fresh. Look at these, huh?
Yeah.
Right from the branch itself. So I'm going to use maybe, I don't know, 5 or 6 of these. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a pork dish. But anyways, what I do is kind of like put my knife on the very top, okay? Cut the top off like you're cutting any type of maybe a tomato or some sort of other fruit. Okay, so I'm going to find the top where the stem was, okay?
Okay.
So I have the longan on the top. And all you want to do is just peel it, okay? Just go around like you're peeling an orange or something. Oh, that one's getting lost there, kind of running away from me. And if you can see this, this is a lot more translucent than the rambutan, okay, and the lychee, because you can kind of see the seed right through it. And I think that's why they call it a longan or something, no?
Yeah.
That's just a joke. That's a joke. Okay, so kind of looks like a eyeball there. So okay, I'm going to peel this. And then, again, you don't have to really use your knife, but all you can do is, if you can just put your fingers right in there, and you can actually kind of, see?
Oh, that's easy.
Grab that seed, and the seed comes out, you know, a lot quicker and faster than the rambutan, okay? Because you don't have that husk that goes around the seed itself, so you can take that out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just peel this. Of course, you can use your knife to just kind of like put an incision on there, but it's not really necessary. And same thing with these are, you know, to me, I mean, if you put them in the refrigerator and get them nice and cold, I mean, it's nice and juicy when you eat these. So you can kind of pop them in your mouth and eat them like cherries or something. It's just so delicious. Okay, so these are peeled. So now that's done, I'm going to go to the stove and I'm going to make kind of a salsa with this longan.
Wow, sounds delicious.
Great, thank you. Okay, Katie, I got this nice wok here. I'm going to put some oil inside. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to grab some of these onions, okay?
Okay.
I have some bell peppers, some celery, again, some green bell peppers. And then to give it a little bit of heat, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some of these nice red chilies in there.
Wow.
Okay? I'm going to saute this. I'm going to saute this for about a minute. Nice and hot. Okay, I'm going to put a little bit more oil. So this is going to be kind of a warm salsa. And I started cooking this pork earlier. You can use pork chops, again, you can use chicken, whatever you like. You know, I would say something that's more poultry or something that's a little bit more like kind of like a pork type of dish, because you know salsas always go great with that type of, you know, like for instance, like beef or something. I don't think it really goes well with it. So, you know, some sort of a roast chicken or sauteed chicken. pan-roasted pork, so I have this nice pork, and that's almost done. So this is continue to cook. And once that's cooked, I'm going to add some of these long gon in there.
Wow.
Okay, and then all you want to do is kind of like salt and pepper it. Okay.
Okay.
Very, very fast. And at the very end, what I'm going to do, KT, is I'm going to put some of this mint in there. You know, to me, this mint really brings out that flavor of the of that spice, and it also brings out the flavor of the longan. So, you know, kind of like goes very well together. So I'm going to put that in there.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just kind of a good combination. Just kind of like all the flavors really come together now. So now this is already cooked, so I'm just ready to plate this. Okay, so we have the nice pork and we have the longans. Okay, so I'm going to put this pork around the plate. You know what I forgot to mention earlier? You know, they also call these dragon eye.
Oh, wow.
You see that?
Yeah.
Do they look like two dragon eyes
right
there?
Looks like it.
Okay, so I'm going to put this nice warm salsa on it. If you like, you can also get this salsa, and you can actually chill this down and put it in your refrigerator for maybe a couple hours so it gets cold also, and you can serve it cold. So again, okay. You can serve it two ways. You can serve it either hot or cold. So this is the longan salsa, or you can call it the dragon eye salsa.
Wow.
Okay, Katie, how's that?
Looks delicious.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks
for joining me today.
Thanks, Chef Roy.
You're welcome. Thank you.